Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is going to get awkward, but I think I have to take T-Hack to task a little bit here. Huh? He spread a vicious, gross rumor in the studio a few minutes ago.
Yeah. Oh. He did.
That John Hamm had a very strange job in the adult film industry as his first dipping into the employment world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I would have never said on air.
Right. I'm not saying the things that you said.
Okay.
What you said.
It was. Yes, it's a rumor. Complete rumor.
But
other people have heard it for sure.
Yes.
That's like going around.
But here's my point. It got us all excited, not in the way you think, but like, we're like, let's talk about our first jobs. Let's do worst first jobs. Because John Hamm's first job, if that was his first job,
was worse.
That's
than all
a job.
I guess you could do worst job. Doesn't have to be your first job.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, just worst job ever.
Yeah.
I do remember talking about this one time a long time ago, and a dude, like, you know what the sewage plant, like, all the water comes in, it's got poop in it and stuff. And then there's this huge, have you ever gone?
No.
Yeah.
We went as a field trip in school.
Yeah.
No.
We did too.
And there's a huge sludge pond is what they call it, where they just kind of leached out all the water and it's just a thick thing of like,
ew,
the byproduct or whatever. Well, if there's a clog in the line that drains that, a guy puts on like a scuba suit and like goes into it. And has to clean the clog. Literally, not one square inch of his skin, hair is exposed.
It doesn't matter.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
You must still be able to smell it.
Yeah, even with your,
all the
breathing
gear on. Yeah.
I would need a helmet.
Well, clearly.
And like nine.
But let's talk about this. You know that pays.
Yeah.
That's not like an entry level job. Like you're not scuba diving in water. You got to scuba dive through the muck.
Yeah. It's like a high skill job too.
Yeah. But I mean, if somebody wanted to call in with that job, you'd probably have the worst job.
Feel free. I have questions.
Yeah. We'd like to hear the picker of the crud from the sludge pond.
We'd like to hear the poop truth.
Okay. Does anybody else want to go for what? Like my worst first job. Okay. It was my first job.
Oh.
I was the gardener of a motel. At 13.
Oh.
What? The gardener?
That's what they called me.
What'd you do?
So there was flowers, so I'd go and like the petunias, you pick out the bad ones like when they grow or whatever. But then I'd have to sweep the parking lot and spray things down. And then like they'd sometimes use me to run things to the rooms. And it was always like, hey, can you send that kid with fresh towels? And it'd be like a woman standing there and then she'd drop her towel and like...
That's illegal.
And it's never the person you want to drop.
Have you talked about it in therapy?
I don't bring it up. I don't think about it until it's called the Lamplighter Motel. It's still in Longmont. It's 17th and Main. People drive by it all the time. No, I've seen a lot of naked women in that hotel. And that parking lot was spick and span when I was working there. I cleaned that whole thing.
May currently be hiring.
Yes. If you want to be the gardener, I'd go back now.
Oh my God.
All those drop towels.
A little part-time work.
All right. Dude. Does anybody else want to go?
How do we follow that?
No.
I worked my first job. I was 14. For some reason, I was like, I got to get a job. At
14. Why did we start so young?
I don't
young?
Know. What was that? Some of my friends had jobs at 14.
And it's weird.
So I worked at a grocery store called Fairway. Do they have fairways here?
No.
Okay.
That sounds like something on a golf course.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, well, so I worked there, and the whole thing with Fairway is I would be the bagger, and then you had to carry the groceries out to the car.
Oh. Had to?
Had to.
I'm an able-bodied 32-year-old bodybuilder.
Yes.
And you're like, sorry, beefcake. I'm carrying your bag out. Yeah.
That would happen so many times where a guy like that just from the gym would have a loaf of bread or something, and I would be begging him. I'd be like grabbing his leg. Like, please, please, sir.
Let me carry
They're watching from the, you know, they have the
offices up high.
Like, they're watching me.
Oh, my God.
They watch you in grocery stores.
If anyone goes out with the cart, I will get talked to. And we were not allowed to accept tips because then people would be so nice and be like, oh, thanks for it. And you're like, I can't. They're watching. They're watching.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So I didn't last very long.
Big brother.
That's the worst. It was. They were like 20 feet up and they had just like a half wall. And every once in a while they'd like peer their head over and watch you.
When you're in the grocery store.
The managers or whoever. I work for the same kind of grocery store.
We had to wear a little clip-on tie.
Also, at 14, I don't want a 14-year-old kid carrying my groceries.
I don't either.
He's probably going to drop them.
The things I'd see when I would open trunks and just see stuff in there and just have to play cool. And
like
I remember I dropped a lot of groceries before. Like, I put way too many cans in a bag once and it broke. And I just shut the door and went away. Yeah, it was all bad.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, well, we've got the bar set pretty high right now, but if you've had a terrible job, we want to hear all about your worst job. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I sound annoying. I didn't have very many, like, horrible jobs.
Let me see. First, I was a princess. Then I was a princess's helper.
Then I became the queen.
Right, like, what?
No, my first job was working at this little boutique downtown of my small town. Wasn't a job. I would text my friends and be like, I'm working today. And they would just come hang out and we'd eat burritos. Like, I wasn't selling anything.
Where'd the burritos come from?
Next door, on delay. Amazing burritos.
Where's the person watching you all the time?
Do you understand
15,
what we're doing here?
I think.
Do you understand what we're doing? Do you understand what we're looking for calls
jobs.
From? Worst jobs.
Okay,
and you're like,
bad
oh my God, my worst
she
job.
Wouldn't pay us.
I had to eat burritos and hang out with my friends.
Sometimes she'd be like, oh, shoot, is your paycheck due today? And you're like, yeah, so was everyone's. And she'd be like, just take money out of the register over text. I almost never saw my boss.
Do you understand what we're doing here?
Sorry. Okay.
Are they hiring?
It's got to be. Okay.
Aaron, it was weird.
Please tell me something terrible, tragic.
I mean, my first job was acting, so that was pretty fun at 8. But my worst job was teaching music to children because sometimes they were a little rowdy.
Yeah. Okay. So, Tiak, if either one of these stories came in on the phone, would they be eligible to be put through to talk to us? Or
maybe if she would have said they got really rowdy, like just a little rowdy.
They fart into their instruments.
Yeah, something. Or like barf on you. Yeah. Or
no. We sang Yellow Submarine together.
You taught music to children? No offense. Yeah. Are you a musician?
Yeah.
Well, you learn something new every day. What kind?
For those of you who stuck it out and are still listening, we'd like to hear about your worst job ever.
Mm-hmm.
I want to change mine.
Okay.
This one?
Right now.
This moment.
Yeah.
Shoot. Is my worst
shift.
Job ever. Worst job ever. 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for worst jobs. Something that's way worse than when Erica had to hang out with her friends and eat burritos.
Oh, man! Poor thing.
The humanity!
I cannot have my boss around ever.
Sometimes I had to get paid in cash.
I had to.
You don't understand.
Restock the flip-flop changing tops.
It's like, Alexis? Alexis? Oh, boy.
Yay? Can you hear me?
We were worried it was on our side, but it's on your side. Okay, what's your worst job?
My worst job was a lifeguarding job when I was 16, 17 years old. But it was the worst because of my manager, and he did a couple things that made it difficult. First thing was that he would tell women what swimsuit to wear, like they could wear. Yeah, he was kind of, he was a not nice guy. He had like calf tattoos. I don't know. That's a sign for me anyways.
Did you say calf or cat?
Yeah, like he had like turtle tattoos on his calf. I don't know.
I feel like I know guys with calf tattoos.
Right.
I know, but he wear like a hookah necklace and stuff.
No, hookah necklace?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
What's a hookah? Is that the thing
hookah
you smoke?
Yeah, what you smoke.
Hookah puka.
Yeah, that's a good description of him, actually. But puka. Another day on the job was I had to stay at the bottom of the slides, and I wasn't feeling well. So I said, hey, I'm not really feeling that well. I think I might have the flu. I'm getting chills. And I was in the pool for like half an hour. And he's like, you mean you're hungover? And I was like, I'm 16 years old. I don't drink.
That's just like really inappropriate to ask me.
I know, right? Yeah. So it just made it really difficult on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
Working for this guy.
You seem like a real classy guy.
Sounds just as bad as hanging out with your friends.
Thank you.
Let me tuck my puka shell necklace in. Jeez.
Alex?
Yai.
Worst job.
All right. So I hate to put this on the radio, but it did occur.
Okay.
My first job, paid job, let me say that, first paid job was working at McDonald's when I was 14. We'll just say that they facilitated a few jobs that a 14-year-old shouldn't be doing, including during my very first week there, I guess I drew the short straw being a FNG, because we had a poop Casso come to our location.
They painted the bathroom?
Yeah.
God, and they made you do it? Yeah. Poop Casso is a thing they say in retail. It's
I actually think I'm going to throw up.
I know, I get it. It's, man, you had to go in and...
I don't need more details.
That was my introduction to hard work, and I was making $5.15 an hour during that lovely experience.
Are you better because of it?
Yeah.
I get the job done no matter what the job is, so I guess so.
Poop.
Was the culprit wearing a puka shell necklace? I feel like there's a correlation.
I want Poop Casso to be something important on our show from this point forward. Candy?
Hey!
Worst job. What was yours?
So I thought it was going to be amazing because I got probation and parole, which was going to be like the highlight of my career. But when I got there, they're like, yeah, you're going to be in the bathroom with somebody and you have to watch them piss. And
you were,
like,
the drug tester?
Yeah, I was a drug tester and it was horrible. I caught someone cheating one time and they throw their piss at me. Like,
no.
No, my girl, not at you.
It was horrible.
Yeah, but is that as bad as like having to eat burritos with your best friends in the world? Come on, Candy. No, relax.
The pee thrown in your face is crazy.
A Picasso.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Personal.
That's so disgusting. Thank you, Candy. Tim?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
Worst job. What was yours?
I picked cucumbers when I was in high school in the morning before I went to school.
You just went to a field? Were you paid for it or you just did it?
No. Where I lived, there were a lot of farms. So I'd go out to the farm and they would pay you 75 cents for a 5-gallon bucket. And so you kind of
get to fill a bucket for 75 cents?
Was that worth it? Or
fast?
Well, what you would do, and I saw some of the older guys, is that they would put the small ones on the bottom, big fat ones in the middle, and then small ones on top. So when you dumped the bucket, it looked like you had a bunch of small ones. And so you kind of game the system. But it was miserable.
But they're sharp, too. Some of them.
Cucumbers?
Regular, like there's so many. English cucumbers don't have the things, but like the ones my dad used to grow, the greener ones have like little spikes on them.
Hate that. Did you wear gloves?
Yes, and you had to wear gloves because it would tear up your hand.
Yeah.
See? Oh, it was awful.
Ooh.
Absolutely awful.
Yeah, cucumber picking sounds terrible. Thank you, Tim. Megan.
Yay!
Worst job ever. What was yours?
I was a survey taker. I was one of those super annoying people that called you over the phone and asked you to do surveys.
Oh, no. And no one liked you.
No.
And
we just picked her up again. She's
great. Hang on. Let's do Brenda.
Hi.
Worst job. What was yours?
I was a sex talk worker. It was terrible.
You were
it was in California.
So you guys would call you and say naughty things?
Oh.
Yes, and we had a book. You had a divider, and we would go and see whatever, kind of like what they asked for, and then you just go to your book and you read scripts. And
you didn't have to make it up.
Yeah.
I know. Can you imagine? But then they taught us how to do noises. We actually had to take it.
Were you in the same room as other people doing this?
Yeah. There was a ton of us.
Brenda, I'm going to be honest. I don't think you really did this. We're going to need to hear a little bit of an example.
No. Don't make her do it.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.